This is Nick, and I am the legal representative of the Tennis Podcast Incorporated.
This is Brandon. I'm the notary public of the Tennis Podcast.
This is the show where one of us brings a top 10-ish list and the other tries to guess without any sort of prior heads up on what the list is. And Brandon, I brought the list today, and you don't know what it is. Can you confirm that's accurate?
Totally accurate. I got no clue what's going on.
What is your favorite word in the English language, besides butt?
My favorite word? I don't know. I guess I don't have one. I don't know.
I don't know if you remember this, but way back in episode 24 of this show, we covered the most frequently used nouns in the English language.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Today, we're going back to that.
Back to the well.
We're going back to that well again, but instead of the nouns, we're going to be looking at those frisky little adjectives.
Okay.
See what I did there? I used an adjective to describe adjectives.
Most used adjectives in the English language.
Yes. Now, tell the folks at home, what is an adjective?
It describes a verb. Like, what kind, which one, how many.
Well, did you say it describes a verb?
I'm sorry, it describes a noun. What kind, which one, or how many.
Yeah, a word or phrase naming an attribute added to or grammatically related to a noun to modify or describe it. It's an adjective. The Oxford English Dictionary, which is the definitive authority on the English language, what they did is they went back through 280,000 entries, past and present, from across the English-speaking world. And they looked through all sorts of writing, including novels, journals, magazines, newspapers, chat rooms, emails, web blogs, cookbooks, film scripts, and more, to go through 3.5 million quotations and determine which adjectives are most commonly present in the written word.
Even cookbooks.
Over a billion words they analyzed.
So flaky would be an option I'll have to put on there.
Yeah, and I thought we could start by doing something we haven't done in a long time. We used to do it a lot, and that
jerk
is...
jerk each other off?
Well, I'm talking about stuff we do on the air. We still do that all the time off air. What are some adjectives that are safe bets to not be in the top 10?
Shitty.
Yeah, shitty's probably not in the top 10.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Well, yeah, probably not. What do you think would be higher, shitty or crunchy?
Shitty. It went in my dictionary.
Yeah.
Furry.
Furry. What do you think about sexily? Do you think that's in the top 10?
Well, sexily would be an adverb.
Okay. What about bodacious?
As in ass is?
As in good gracious, ass is bodacious.
Yeah.
Do they?
I mean, it could be, but so far it's not on my scratch pad.
How about the word, the adjective bootylicious?
Bootylicious is probably used more often than bodacious now.
Yeah. Did Beyonce coin that term?
I guess. Is it like still hot for people to say, shit, that man, that's bootylicious?
I don't think
I don't think it was ever.
But I probably say it more than the average person. How about the adjective titillating?
I use it to describe this podcast all the time.
Mm-hmm. You do. How about the adjective fucked? Not as in the verb fucked, but as in that's so fucked.
Oh, that's a British thing, right?
Well, then I denounce my own bringing it up. We don't have time for that shit here. This is an all-American show. Well, I thought I would tell you a little fun fact, too, that the first 20... Okay, so looking at all English words, including non-adjectives, any English written word of any kind, the first 25 words in the top 25 make up one-third of all printed words. So basically, you take the first 25 most common words, and they are over 33% of written words. I thought that was pretty cool. And the top five words of any kind... What do you think number one is?
Wait, hold on a second. The top five words of any kind.
Yeah, any type of word. So not just adjectives. Top five words.
Oh, it would be an article.
What do you think number one is?
An article adjective. Mm-hmm.
The.
Yeah.
Five out of every 100 words is the. Second is be, and not bumblebee, Brandon. Be, as in you be bootylicious. Number three is to, as in T-O. Four is of. As in, of this bootylicious podcast. And five is the word and. So now that you're equipped with all of this fascinating and very important English language knowledge...
I unequipped it just as quickly as I equipped it.
Recommend you equip your guessing hat then, because it's time for you to guess the top 10 most commonly used adjectives in the English language, according to the Oxford Dictionary.
How about great?
Okay, great. What can you tell us about the word great?
Oh my god. It starts with a fucking G.
Okay. Great is number 6.
Hey, for my first guess on something as vague as this shit, at least I got one in the top 10.
Well, that's true. Brandon, I am extending my hand for a virtual pat on the back right now. Now, for every word in the top 10, I have synonyms, and these are synonyms recommended by dictionary.com. Synonyms, for the late person out there, is a word that is very similar.
Means the same thing.
Very similar in meaning to the word great. So, synonyms, can you name a few for us to great?
Grand. Large. Epic.
Okay. Dictionary.com said immense, huge, notable, because great can be like large or big, but also...
Like Alexander the Great. They didn't call him Alexander the Great because he was 16 feet tall with a 40-pound dong. He was regular-sized guy with a teeny tiny dong.
Yeah. Guess what the fourth synonym listed on dictionary.com was for the word great? It's weighty.
Weighty?
As in... like weight, like
yeah, that's a nice way to describe someone who's fat. She's a weighty gal.
She got a weighty butt.
She's got a weighty way about her.
And last, for every adjective in the top 10, I have 3 examples of usage to give our listeners some context on what the word means if you're new to the English language. And I, with my extensive knowledge of the human language, and I've been invited to teach the English language at some esteemed universities. And so I used my own knowledge to put forth 3 examples of the word great in a sentence.
Do you think they've like, you have to go to an esteemed university to learn the English language as opposed to like a night class when you immigrate here?
But to know the English language as well as I do. You do.
Right.
So the first example of the word great in a sentence presented by hashtag Nick's Notes. Hello, Harold. Please say hello to my great-grandmother.
Sure.
I'll meet you in the Great Hall. Please accept this great piece of polished shit.
It would be great if you slapped my baby.
Brandon, if you knew how much I was fucking tickling myself, making myself laugh, writing these sentences,
well,
you'd be very disappointed. You probably would not. Hey, that's great number 6. You did great on your first guess. I'm impressed with you, for real. Let's see if you can get 10 out of 10 in guesses. Then I'll really be impressed. Way.
How about very?
No, fucking idiot. Holy shit. All right, throw that out the window. Unimpressed.
How about really?
No.
Okay. Sad.
No.
Okay. Only.
No.
Little.
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 Do you think it's higher or lower than great?
Higher.
It's lower.
No. Ugh.
This list is starting to kick your ass now, just like I knew it would. Little is 7. And since synonyms, why don't you give me the first few synonyms every time, and then I'll tell you what dictionary.com said. So give me some synonyms for little.
Small. Wee.
I cannot believe you said fucking wee, because dictionary.com said wee.
Yeah, we.
And I was going to tell you that as like a punchline.
I fucking blew your shit up. W-E-E.
Wee! And teeny is another one that came.
Teeny.
And I wasn't even positive before doing this list that teeny was actually like a word in the dictionary.
It is.
Not just a cute little word that people use.
It is straight up begging to be paired up with weenie.
Yeah. And tiny is the other one.
And peeny.
All right, and some examples of the word little in a sentence presented by the esteemed professor of English language at Harvard University, Nick Amell. Don't you love my cute little dog? Would you like a little or a lot? I only want to violently murder you a little bit. Those are all accepted uses of the word little in a sentence.
I'm a little impressed. How about old?
Yeah, old's in here. It's number 10. Tell me some synonyms for old.
Elderly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the dictionary.com was pretty savage in their synonyms.
Wrinkled.
Not far off.
Spent.
They do have tired.
I just realized it would be real, like, you would probably get a big kick out of, I know you don't know what it is, the $64,000 pyramid. You don't know that game?
Oh, is that the pretend game show that you're trying to gaslight me into believing happened?
It's an actual game show called $64,000 Pyramid. Sometimes it had celebrities on there, and basically, like, one person has the word, and they have to use synonyms to get the other person to guess that word.
Okay.
And
we should do that.
I think we've been doing this and just been talking to each other's ears and faces long enough. I think we could fucking nail that $64,000 pyramid. I think we climbed to the tip top.
Well, it'd have to be a real game show first to do it, but we could.
They could
make it up for the first time.
You remember Press Your Luck?
Nope.
It's the one with the whammy. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop. And then a little whammy guy comes out and he's like, ha ha ha, fuck you. And he drags all your money off screen.
Is that right? Now that one does sound good.
Yeah, there's a little cartoon. If the lights go around and you press your luck, you press a button to stop. And okay. If it stops on a whammy, the little cartoon whammy comes out on the screen and he does something different every time. And yeah.
What is the whammy? What is he, a person cartoon?
He's like a little cartoon kind of devil looking thing.
All right, looking him up.
Press your luck whammy.
Ew.
Yeah, he's just a little red guy.
I don't know. It seems like a kid could draw this guy. Don't you need something a little more professionally done for your...
This was in the 80s, I think. Maybe even late 70s. Pressure Luck is some old shit. So we're lucky they were able to scribble anything out there. You saw how shitty Scooby-Doo looked. You think Whammy's going to look any better than Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, but Scooby-Doo's not giving away thousands of dollars every week. Did people win like millions of dollars on that show?
Probably thousands. One of these pictures here, the woman's score is up to $38,999.
That's not even half of what we make for one Manscaped ad per week.
I'm still looking for my pubic hair money.
That's manscaped.com, promo code TENISH for 20% off and free shipping. All right, I never told you all the synonyms for the word old, according to dictionary.com.
Tell me.
Ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Mature. You know, when people say mature instead of mature,
they're typing it into Pornhub.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Decrepit. And I was surprised to see this on dictionary. It just said, hang on, what's this word? B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Decrepit is so like, why did they have to start like slinging mud?
Yeah, and it was like the second or third one listed. But it is true. Like if you think about the true meaning of the word decrepit, old and decrepit, they go kind of hand in hand.
Yeah, it's just pretty kind of extreme, a little bit hateful, but whatever.
Yeah. Examples in sentences. How old is your mother? Are you impressed with my sentences? I had to come up with these on the spot by myself, just using my brain. I had no guidance on these.
So far, I think you're ready to pass third grade.
Do you want the new one or the old one?
Mm-hmm.
My God, how can someone as old as Brandon still be alive?
Okay.
You have 10 is... All right, go ahead.
How about big?
No, you got great already. You don't need big in here.
Oh, shit.
What do you need big for if you got great? Great's better than big.
How about flaky? Flaky's not in there?
No.
Beautiful?
No.
Hot?
No.
Okay. Those are all the ones I had written down.
That's it? Those are all the adjectives you know?
Those are the ones I had in the... While you were blabbering about how many words there are in the fucking dictionary, those are the ones I wrote down off the top of my head.
Wow.
Let's see. How about... I'm like looking around my room like, where's some fucking words?
Okay, listen. You got books in there, don't you? Just start...
Just open you want to start reading?
Yeah, just start reading the book.
Let me see what adjectives we got here. How about broken?
No broken. That's actually not that bad a guess, though. Still a bad guess, but not that bad a guess.
Hmm.
Now, do you remember what you said about 16-foot-tall... Who was that? Alexander the Great?
Mm-hmm.
Alexander the Great were 16 feet tall and he were to lay down on the ground, or if he were to just whip out his 40-foot dong, as you so eloquently put it.
Long.
Long is number 5 in the top 10. And that was a real long shot. Now, what are some synonyms for the word long?
Stretchy.
I mean, I guess no, stretchy doesn't count.
Long. I don't know, that's kind of hard.
Lengthy.
Uh-huh.
Extensive, because long is not just a measurement of something physical, could also be a measurement of something taking a long time.
Right.
Prolonged is the other one they gave. Are you ready for my beautiful sentences? Look how long this fish is that I just caught.
Mm-hmm.
You've been talking for a very long time. May I insert this long tree branch into your very long body?
There's a lot of strange suppositions in that last one.
Maybe it was Alexander the Great I was thinking of.
Yeah, someone's very long body, like Slender Man or Siren Head.
Siren Head.
He could handle a branch.
You know, Brandon and I often talk about my balls, but there's another one of Brandon's favorite topics that we haven't touched on, and that's my nose hair. And I'm excited to announce that Manscaped has just released the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Fellas, take a look in that mirror and I guarantee you'll see hair sticking out of those holes. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven pubes. And this is no bull, Manscaped sent me the Weed Whacker and I have personally used it and I can personally vouch for it. As you know from Manscaped's ball products, they forever changed the grooming game and they've done it again with the Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, tugs, and those delicate little holes. That's your ear holes and nose holes again, sicko. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience, and it is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts for up to 90 minutes of use. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried to pull your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls! So if you use Manscaped for your balls, it's time to use Manscaped for your face holes. Yes. You will get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. And look, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Your sexual partner is disgusted with your nose hair. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Right now, Tennis Pod listeners can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code TENISH. That's code 10ISH. And when you use code TENISH at manscaped.com, you'll get 20% off the Weed Whacker and any other Manscaped product, and you'll also get free shipping. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring the show and for keeping our pubes trimmed and hairs in our holes looking oh so nice. Manscaped.
How about thin?
No.
How about short?
No.
How about strong?
No.
How about fat?
No.
Small be different than little?
I don't know, Brandon. Is that the same word twice or two different words?
I'm trying to make a guess. So is there on there or not?
Nope.
Smelly.
I would love if short and small weren't on here, but smelly was. No. You have 10 old, 7 little, 6 great, 5 long.
Hard.
Now, are you feeling yourself under the desk, or are you just guessing a word?
Is it on the list or not?
No. There is at least one word on here that's an opposite of one you've already guessed.
Short.
No, you've already guessed that. Meek. I think twice already. No.
New.
Meek. Strong was not on here. So meek is also not on here. And new is on here. It's number 3.
Oh, it's because advertising loves to talk about how shit is new. One time, I can't remember if I said this on here before. If I have, fucking forget you heard it the first time. I was a journalism major in college, and my journalism professor...
Oh, God, settle in, everyone.
But what?
Go ahead.
All right, listen. I had a professor, it was my intro to journalism, so it's your first class, you're learning about journalism. In the first class, this asshole gets up here and goes, news is new.
What the hell's that
and
mean?
And he thought he was dropping a fucking knowledge bomb on us.
What does that mean, though?
He was emphasizing that that a part of news is that it is timely, which is sort of true, but also sometimes news is based on things that you just found out that happened a long fucking time ago.
Well, that'd be new knowledge then.
But it was the way that he like he was just dropping a knowledge bomb on us. You fucking asshole. The other thing he said, I know I've said this on here before, but this is the same guy. His name, I'll say his name. Fuck this asshole.
Whoa.
Well, who cares? Professor Gade.
All right.
Whatever. What's he going to do? Come and fight me? He's like 70 years old.
His children could fight you.
He also got in trouble recently for using the N-word on campus. The University of Oklahoma campus that has recently had high-profile trouble with racism on their campus. This idiot said that compared calling boomers boomer, he said that was the same sort of pejorative as using the N-word.
Did he say that in like the middle of a lecture?
Yes.
God damn. Well, so, I'm sure he didn't get through the day.
The last thing I'll drop on this guy is what he said to us on September 11th, 2001. I don't know if anybody remembers, but buildings exploded and broke apart a little bit.
Can you be more specific? Which buildings?
He didn't talk about it in class. It's like the biggest news event in our lives. He didn't talk about it in class. And at the end of the class, a bunch of people came up to him to ask questions and stuff. And he shushed everyone. He said, I'll just say one thing and I'll say this. I've been down there and I've stood underneath those towers and they are fucking huge.
You have told me that before, but that was his one take on the whole
yes,
thing?
Yes, that the World Trade Center buildings were fucking huge.
Do you think there's some sort of subtext there he's trying to say? What does that mean?
I think he meant they were just literally really big. Something that you could tell if you had looked at a picture of the skyline once.
They were pretty big. I mean, I'll give it to him.
He's right. News is new. All right, tell me about new.
Okay, well, the word new.
Uh-huh.
I almost pasted a whole little thing here from dictionary.com. There was like a blog post about the pronunciation of new, like basically N-O-O, new, or new. Like N-Y-O-U, new. But I didn't do it. I didn't paste it, but I decided to tell you I almost pasted that in here. New is also the 92nd most common word overall of any kind, and synonyms include current, modern, and recent.
Yeah.
Examples of new in a sentence. Check out this new video game I just bought. I love her new album. And the last one, how new is that grotesque oozing pimple on your fucking butt?
Thought of something similar, only mine, I think mine was better because it was more succinct. Is that a new wart?
Yeah, that is more succinct for sure. Is it better? Well,
let the people
do
decide.
A Twitter poll. We'll do a Twitter poll on that. So you have three new. You need 1, 2, 4, and 8, and 9. So you're halfway. And something about what I said, you're halfway. There are two words in the top 10 that are loosely related to being halfway.
Middle?
No, but you're on the right track.
Mid?
No. Don't take it so literally. I just mean like, it's in the ballpark there. If you're in the middle, or you're halfway on something, you're not what?
Complete?
Okay, if you're standing in a line and you're in that middle point of the line, I'm trying to guide you without being so obvious here. I want you to get it on your own because I know you can do it. I believe in you. If you're standing in a line and you're in the middle of the line, there's someone at the front of the line and the back of the line.
Yeah.
What are some adjectives to describe the person in the front of the line?
The person at the front of the line?
Yeah, how would you describe that person? How could you describe that person?
Fortunate.
First.
Oh, okay.
They're at the front of the line. They're first.
Got it. Where is that on the list?
It's number two.
I just never would have guessed first as an adjective. Obviously, I know it is, but...
Well, it's not just the number two adjective. It's the 88th most common word of any kind. First. And some synonyms. This is why I thought of the line analogy, which was pretty brilliant, I thought. one of the synonyms is leading, like leading a line, like how I'm leading you through this episode right now.
Yeah, so well.
And other synonyms include early and beginning, like at the beginning of a line, or that you got there early and thus you were first in line. I mean,
this
okay, so,
podcast went on so long, I died of first.
This is our shortest episode to date so far, so that is not accurate. The examples of the word first in a sentence. If you're not first, you're last. Who said that?
Some jock.
Okay.
Is it?
It's from the movie Ricky Talladega Nights. Would you like the first slice of apple pie, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
That's also a sentence that appropriately uses the word first in a sentence. And the last sentence I have, I'd love to be the first one to see your foot caught in a bear trap.
So there would be a line of people to come check out my bear trap foot?
There could be. You know, I appreciate that you're learning and taking a lesson away from
I'm trying to think of another word.
Okay. How'd you get your foot caught in a bear trap?
Stomping on bear traps?
Would you have to be... You'd have to have that shit amputated, huh?
I think a bear trap, like, breaks your bones. Yeah, you're going to be pretty messed up.
Don't step in the bear trap.
I saw an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger, where a guy was sneaking around a corner and he, I guess Walker had laid a trap, like a literal trap, and the guy stepped in the trap, it snapped on his leg, and he goes, "Wah!" starts screaming, and then Walker comes out of nowhere and punches him in the face.
And like, he knocks him out cold?
Yeah. It's absolutely mind-blowing, the kind of shit that could fly on Walker.
Yeah. Walker, Texas Ranger.
Let's see here.
There's another opposite here in the top 10.
Best.
No.
Last.
Yes, last is four. Should I go back to the standing in line analogy for this one?
I understand how last works.
Okay. Then tell me some synonyms, smart guy.
We saw sea hag titties in The Last Jedi.
Okay, well, that was a sentence, not a synonym, but I appreciate it anyway.
Oh, a synonym.
Anyway.
Synonym, sorry. I thought I...
We did see that in The Last Jedi.
Synonym, last. Final?
Mm-hmm, yeah. End?
The end, yeah, end.
Concluding?
Caboose.
Caboose, yeah. Bootylicious, I think, is on here as a synonym. So examples of sentences, you gave your very good The Last Jedi one. Here's another one. If you're not first, you're last. I used it again. My people were the very first... Whoops.
Huh?
I accidentally put an example of first in here, so...
It's hard, isn't it, English?
Forget that one. The next one. This is the last time I'm going to tell you that I want you gone from my fucking home.
Okay.
I mean... Are you going to try to tell me that's not how you'd use last in a sentence?
All right, here. There's three left.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to think of, like, movie titles and TV show titles that would have adjectives in them. Commonly used, like, famous lines from books and stuff.
These are extremely common words. Like, we've probably both said these words a couple of times on this episode without even realizing it. Do you need a hint? Let me just start saying words.
I can't do that. I can't just start guessing random adjectives. And I also can't, it's like just thinking of adjectives off the top of my head is not like...
Okay,
how would you describe them? I immediately go to colors and that's not going to help at all. There's no colors on there, right?
No. How would you describe a meal? Like, what are some words you could use to describe a meal?
Not soup.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Hot.
But it's not in the top 10 and you've guessed hot already.
Fresh.
No. I just used meal as a general thing. Like, don't take food into it. It's just like, how would you describe something? Could be a meal, could be a movie, could be a friend, could be a co-host of a podcast. Words you would describe to describe those things.
But that's going to be a huge waste of time if I'm not narrowing it down to the ones that should be the most popular. Then I'm just saying a bunch of words.
Okay.
Well, do you know what I mean? Like, if I just went through every color I know, or like, stringy, papery, flat.
No, but Brandon, there are like a couple of go-to ways people use to describe something, like bad or huge.
Good?
Good, yes. You could call a meal or a movie good, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So is good on the list?
It's number one.
Okay.
And it's also the 65th most common word of any kind. So the most used adjective is still only 65 on the list, which, I don't know, kind of low. Here's some synonyms from dictionary.com for good. Acceptable, satisfactory, great, superb, and bad.
Wait, bad?
Yeah, bad. My only guess for that is that it's like the cool way to say bad, right?
This just sounds like a fuck up.
Well, it was on there.
I think you messed up.
I didn't mess up.
It literally put the opposite.
Well, I know, but here, I'm going to double check now because now you called me out and it's not fair.
I don't know why you need to double check to see if bad is the opposite of good.
No. I'm double checking if bad was on dictionary.com as a synonym for good. Dictionary.com also has words that are close to good in the dictionary, like alphabetically.
Like listen Gouda? To these.
Yeah, like words that are real close.
Goober?
Like
goon?
Goober, goo, gonzo, gooby, gooch.
Yeah.
This is dictionary.com. Okay. Pretty sure bad's on here, but we're out of time. So, some examples in a sentence. This chicken salad tastes very good, mother. I enjoy things that are good, and I enjoy less those things that are bad.
Another very good sentence.
Nick is a very, very, very good podcast host with a lot of good patience, considering who his sidekick host is, who is not very good at all.
Yeah. Those sentences were not good.
Those sentences could be put on a sentence hall of fame board. So you just need 8 and 9.
They've all been super easy so far.
And they both start with the same letter.
They all start with the same letter?
The last two on the list start with the same letter.
Give me that letter.
Oh.
Orange.
You think orange is in the top 10?
Could be. Optimal.
Yeah, optimal. Could be in the top 10, maybe, in another fucking universe, yeah. These are a little less obvious as adjectives.
Obvious.
No. They're words that I'll just stop there, see if you get them.
Ornery.
No.
Obliged.
Are these real guesses?
I'm thinking of O words. Orgasmic.
I would love if that was them.
Original.
Now, that is your first good guess, and it's still not in the top 10.
Orderly.
No.
Often.
No.
No, that's an adverb.
So this adjective, number 8, is also a verb. Could be a verb. It's a word with a lot of meanings.
Outer?
No. Okay, I'll give you some synonyms and see if that helps.
Ominous.
First one, no. The first synonym is mine.
Own.
Own is number 8. Do you see what I mean about like not obvious adjective?
Yeah.
You don't think of that word as like, yeah.
Yeah, it describes which one, like, that is my own ninja star. Mm-hmm. Which ninja star? Yeah, my own one.
Yeah. Yeah. And another example in a sense is this is...
Own, yeah, got it.
This is my very own home. I would like my own serving of macaroni and cheese, please. Would you mind your own...
mind your own fucking business?
Would you mind your own fucking goddamn business, bitch?
Not necessary.
I got you, though. I heard that chuckle. That's own.
Football is back in full swing. You may not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. There's that word again, action, getting you all hot and bothered about BetOnline, all that action you can get. BetOnline's going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on that action with every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team and player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more opportunities to wager that action than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Scratch that action itch. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all of those great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget, use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
2020 has sucked, and it's reshaped the way we work and how we work. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. And luckily, Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. And Indeed also helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business a-running. And unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. That means you only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account anytime. And best of all, there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's newest way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. And that's why more than 3 billion businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. And right now, Indeed is offering Tennis Podcast listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it, and they'll see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BLUEWIRE and get your free $75 credit. Offer is valid through December 31st. There are terms and conditions that do apply. So you just, is that, yeah, you just have 9 left, and it's another O word. So put on your best O face, Brandon, and tell me what number 9 is. This is another hard one.
Oreo. Othello. Octagon.
These are not adjectives.
Oral. Optical.
Ooga booga. Do you want to guess ooga booga next?
No.
All right, here's some synonyms. Alternative. More.
Other.
Other. Fuck. Is number 9.
One of my favorite episodes, or like little, not really an episode, but like a moment, like a meme from the show Lost. You didn't watch Lost, right? But your wife did.
I saw the first episode.
Right, but your wife is familiar with Lost, right? She might remember.
Do you want
this.
Me to go get her and see if she wants to talk to you about it?
No, ask her about this later. Because even though it's been years since she's seen it, she may still remember this because I laughed so fucking hard. In the first season, there is a couple from Korea. And they do not speak English. They only speak Korean. One of them speaks English. The man, his name is Jin, does not speak English, and he slowly learns to speak English over the course of the show. And in the first season, there's only like 2 or 3 words he can say in English. On the other side of the island, there's a group of scary people that they don't know who are already there. They just call them the Others.
Okay, I have heard that, yeah.
Right. And there's a part where they're like all on the beach, and they see Jin. And they're like, Jin, are you okay? What happened? And Jin is pointing to tell them that the Others are coming. And he's pointing and he goes, Others, Others. I wonder if so they typed UDDERS in the script.
Well, I'm glad we're making fun of other people's...
But it says the tits of a cow. That's funny.
It is funny. Well, yeah, that's the word we're talking about, Others. And it's number 9.
The tits of a cow.
Here's some examples in a sentence. So people understand what the word means. I would like the other one, please. Is this the other one you had mentioned? Please play for me any podcast in the world and the universe other than the Tennis Podcast. And after today's episode, I wouldn't blame you.
This is hard. I don't think you could have done better.
I bet I could. You know why? Because I'm an English language professor at Yale University. Surprise. That's how I was so good at coming up with sentences.
You're a lot closer to being like teaching like migrant farmers English at a night class at a local community college. And then like at the end of the 9 weeks, like they can sing like a couple like songs off the radio. They can do a couple nursery rhymes. They can ask for a high five.
Not all of us are billionaires that can afford the University of Oklahoma.
Cut that out. I don't want anyone to know where I went to college.
You said it earlier.
No, well, fuck it. Leave it in. Also, on the billionaire thing, I'm still paying my fucking student loans. Here, like, awesome disconnect between, like, boomers and millennials. I said something the other day around my parents, like, oh, man, it would be awesome if they did that, forgave student loans up to $10,000. And they're like, what? Wait, you still have student loans? So I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh, really? Like, yes, and $10,000, like, yeah, it would take a nice big fat chunk out of it.
Imagine if you were a doctor or something. I mean, you only went 4 years.
Yeah, like, remember when everyone told me to go to college was such a hot idea? Well, yeah. And now, it did cost $1 billion after interest.
I'm going to go down a rabbit hole if I start complaining about boomers complaining about millennials, so I won't. Instead,
speaking of boomers, number 10 on the list.
Old.
It was old.
Let me go back a few, though. I have the top 25 in front of me. I'll hit them real quick. 25 is able. 24, same. 23, bad. 22, surprise of the list, public. Like, okay. 21, few. 20, important. 19, young, like Nick. 18, early. 17, next. 16, large. 15, small. 14, different. 13 is high. 12 is big. 11 is right. 10, old. 9, other. 8, own. 7, little. 6, great. 5, long. 4, last. 3, new. 2, first. 1, good. Do you want me to go through them all again from the beginning?
Yes, if you want to cut that out later, go knock yourself out.
Okay. I do need to get some more editing time in the chair here, because God knows I don't spend enough time editing this show. I really wish I could get more of it. Well, that's it. You are now an English expert.
I actually feel like I know English less good than I did in the time before.
Before COVID, right? Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, speaking of the English language, let's read some English language podcast reviews. The first one comes from Candy the Final Girl on Apple Podcast. Quote, I enjoy the show. It's very entertaining. End quote.
Thanks.
I mean, right? Let's short and sweet.
That's the kind of review that you write if someone says, can you write a review out of this thing you've never listened to before? And you're like, yeah, fuck it. I'll do it.
Yeah. But I'm not going to choose to believe that. I'm going to choose to believe that Candy the Final Girl loves the show, is wearing a t-shirt, tennis t-shirt right now, got her Patreon subscription going.
You said English speaking reviews, but I'm surprised we don't have a bunch of. What language do they speak in India?
I mean, they speak English too.
I know, but also, what's the play? Whatever Punjabi. They're speaking in India. Whatever they're speaking in India. We're the number 14 podcast in all of India.
The number 14 trending podcast means we're rising in popularity there. Yes. We've blown up in India. We're booking a plane trip to do a live show in India tomorrow.
We're doing it from one of those squares where the monkeys attack you when you open a bag of chips.
Yeah. Well, shout out to all of our India listeners and Indiana listeners. And the next big podcast review I have here is from The Greg's Life. He says, and you're going to like this one, Brandon's voice makes my belly button tingle. I like the sensation, so I continue to listen. Now, actually, my favorite part is the next part, which is 5-star. There's no S on it. 5-star. Period. Bye.
What's the name of this fellow again?
It's The Greg's Life. And it could be a she. We don't know.
Oh, man.
Brandon's voice makes my belly button tingle.
I'm glad it does. Write in, let me know what kind of sounds make the belly button tingle the most, and I'll try to work those in.
What sounds? It'd be like you grunting or you...
Well, no, like there's that moment on Howard Stern, remember? He had that woman like sit on her speaker naked and he like went and made her like get off on the air. And maybe I can do that on the podcast.
Is that supposed to be common knowledge? Because that is the first time I'm hearing that. But
did you not see the movie Private Parts?
Nope.
It was even in like the trailer, I think, for the movie Private Parts. Anyway, I could do that. You could sit on your speakers or stuff your AirPods up inside you or a Bluetooth speaker, and I'll just make silly noises.
Or a boombox, and Brandon will make silly noises. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a great use of time. We should really do that. We should invest time in that.
I'll put that on Patreon.
Okay. Well, if you want me to read your review, which could be creepy about Brandon's voice, you can write a review on Apple Podcast, and I'll read it.
Yeah, every time I say something, I'm imagining somebody's belly button with like little like lightning bolts coming out of it going like, oh!
And the next part said, I like the sensation, so I continue to listen.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Star.
When it feels good, you just keep on doing it.
Oh, baby. You don't have to tell me twice. So yeah, let us know what words Brandon says gets you the most tingly, and we'll make sure to incorporate more of that. But we're going to have to sponsor that. So we'll have to see if Manscaped is interested in sponsoring that segment.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, Brandon, this has been... Hasn't been fun, but it's been something. It's been a
slog through the most difficult words in the English language.
It's been a use of time. Not a good use of time or bad, just a use of time.
Just a use.
Yeah, well, next week we'll be back with the big episode 110. Circle your calendars, and we're going to help you on your road trip to see Nana with episode 110, which is our Q&A episode.
You're not supposed to go see Nana. You'll kill her with COVID.
Well, if you and Nana have both been tested and you're both negative.
Nah, stay away from Nana.
All right, stay away from Nana, but you should still listen to our episode where we're answering listener questions, and there's some good ones. There's also some bad ones, but there's plenty of good ones. Questions, that is. The answers, probably bad.
Plenty of good listeners, plenty of bad listeners.
Yeah.
Plenty of Indian listeners. Shout out to India.
Shout out to India. This has been a very good hosting job by the host, Nick, who brought the list. And this has been a very bad guessing job by the sidekick host, Brandon. Those are two acceptable ways to use the adjectives good and bad in two sentences.
Apparently the same word.
And if you want me to review your sentence and try to improve it for the better with my proven English knowledge, send it to me and I'll do that. And I'll also end this episode before Brandon has a heart attack. So thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks.